tell you this right now. If you woke up this morning, you win.
Hey, everybody. We're back again for another episode of Stormy and the Brodies, coming at you from the Fieldhouse. I'm Stormy, back with JV.
What's up?
Marcellus.
Call me T.I. You know who it is.
And we got Carl in the back.
What's goody?
All right, so our first topic of the night is about the NBA All-Star Game and the starting lineup. Or, more importantly, who's not in the starting lineup.
Y'all know where she's going with this, right?
Yeah.
Can we all, like, agree that Russell Westbrook should be starting over Stephen Curry without a doubt?
Definitely.
Like, why? Like, I don't understand how people think making threes is more entertaining than watching the most athletic, probably one of the most athletic point guards to ever play the game.
Of all time.
Of all time. He's probably the most athletic player, most athlete, like, in any sport right now.
He really is,
if you
my
ask
personal
me,
opinion.
That don't make any sense.
It does make sense when you look at the entertainment value of the game. Yes, people that don't watch basketball a lot or don't know basketball a lot, they love seeing the threes that Steph makes from half court sometimes.
Or they like seeing the turkey that his wife makes on her show.
That's exactly what it you're right, though. Honestly, like, I think it's more of, like, a popularity thing.
But
people
is.
Don't like Russell Westbrook, like, personally. They like the Curry family. They like what they all about. They the typical perfect celebrity family.
He can't dress, though, so I see why they don't like him.
Because you got Steph Curry, who's, what, 6'3", probably 190 pounds soaking wet. And then you got Russell Westbrook. He don't play the same way Steph do, because Steph plays with finesse. So you can dribble, shoot, and just about anything that somebody can do in their driveway. Russell, he'll run into the hoop and then make somebody have nightmares about him for the rest of the night.
Exactly.
I mean, it's the same thing when you compare them to LeBron earlier in the year. LeBron is a hulking figure that not really many people will grow to be that size.
I'm just trying to understand why the fans are the ones that have, like, the most say in who makes the All-Star game.
Because
like,
and they're the ones that's tuning in.
But, I mean, yeah, you're right. But, like, Zaza Pitulia at one point was getting votes. Like, Zaza Pitulia. Zaza Pitulia, bro. No. Like,
I agree with that, bro.
Come on, Zaza.
Popular team in the NBA. I ain't saying that he was good.
I know.
Exactly.
But that,
they got all of California on their back.
Exactly. And that don't make sense to me. Like, that ain't fair. Because, like, the Pro Bowl ain't all about that. The players and the coaches, like, they have more say-so than what the fans do.
But
definitely.
The NBA's worried about the entertainment value. When you let the fans choose who gets in it, those fans that chose that person are going to tune in and watch. And that's, they want the money. That's what they're about. The NBA, any professional league, all about the money. So when you let your fans get involved, you're letting more money get involved. And that's why Steph is starting, because the fans wanted him. The fans get what they
you're
want.
You're right, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, a lot of these fans are brainwashed, if you ask me, because I just don't. Steph Curry can barely dunk a basketball in game. Y'all done seen that, man. He can't get up off the ground when he in the open court. That's why he just laid up half the time.
Really?
You see that 360 in warm-ups?
In warm-ups, in game, he don't ever succeed.
It's warm-ups. Honestly.
Exactly.
My personal opinion, I really would compare it to rap and pop. I would say Steph Curry is like Pop. He's like the Taylor Swift. She makes all the
more
sales.
Broad
she
audience.
Makes way more sales than a Tupac, a Kendrick Lamar, a J. Cole.
Yeah.
But I compare Westbrook to like a J. Cole, a Kendrick Lamar. People love him, but he don't make near as much money as Adele. And
his audience is expanded.
Taylor Swift is not as expanded, but he's still a dog, and people still love him for what he does. He's like rap, bro.
I mean,
I can keep it rap and then compare Steph to Drake and have Russell be
exactly
late.
Definitely
exactly.
I could see
exactly.
That a poet,
cause Drake, he can take just about any different song that you can think of and then incorporate it into a song that he got a special out writing for him on.
I'm just saying
Wale, he can flip a word in
like
30,000 different ways.
Yeah,
and there it is, you got the best verse in history, but people just don't like it.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
I'm just saying, like, I don't understand. Like, y'all saying entertainment value. You throw an oop to Russell Westbrook, it's going to look better than if you throw an oop. Because they don't play defense in the All-Star game. Like, they understand, like, the players themselves understand that it's an entertainment thing. You throw an oop to Russell Westbrook, it's going to be better than what Steph
does. He's going to catch a body.
I don't see. Personally, like, I know the game of basketball well enough to say making a three-pointer is not as exciting as watching somebody fly through the air. That's just my opinion.
That the way that you vote for the NBA All-Stars is on the internet. And a lot of kids relate to Stephen Curry more than they do Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, they do.
With the help of Drake.
There's going to be more kids that are voting rather than older people. Because you know that everybody that's been watching the game for the longest that's seen T-Mac and AI and MJ and all the people. You know they're going to want Russell Westbrook in there more, but it's kids that's voting because the voting is on the internet.
And like I said, it's the brand that Westbrook and Curry sell themselves as. You've got Curry on the family brand, and you've got Russell on the dog brand. Like, they're two completely different players that appeal to two completely different crowds. And the family value and the people that don't know basketball think shooting a half-court three-pointer is the coolest thing they've ever seen. And, I mean, yeah, they see, but they expect people to dunk. They don't expect people to make those half-court threes like Steph does sometimes, or even other players. Like, it's just that value in the family brand that Curry brings to the table that Russell
does. I'm going to say one more thing before we move on. You just watch what Russell Westbrook do when he come off that bench. That's all I'm going to say. That's the only thing. I'm going to leave it at that.
I wouldn't watch be surprised.
What he does. He going to be the back-to-back All-Star MVP. Watch, mark my words. I'm telling you.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He going to come and he going to bring it.
With that being said, All-Star MVP, after that game's over, who's going to finish at the top as the real MVP?
My boy Isaiah Thomas is coming on strong, JV. I know we say Russell Westbrook, but if dude – like, if they keep on playing, like, them, the Thunder, playing the way that they're playing and just have a subpar record and the Celtics end up having a better season, I don't see how Isaiah Thomas ain't, like, a legit candidate for MVP. A lot of people don't realize how good that dude is. I don't care how tall he is. I don't care if he's 5'9". That man averaging 30 points a game, averaging 13 points in the fourth quarter. Dude is he's a GOAT, bro.
The talent and the numbers he's putting up, there's no argument that he should be in the conversation for MVP.
Definitely.
It's just the fact that he's not getting votes because Russell Westbrook has a storyline with KD leaving him and him being
a star
in OKC, and now he wants to basically just take over the league by himself because he doesn't really have that much help on the team. He has Steven Adams and Enes Kanter. Victor Oladipo is basically just doing his job. And then who else you got in the running? James Harden. He's doing what Westbrook is doing, nearly averaging a triple-double. I don't know if he still is or not. But he's doing it with more efficiency.
Yeah.
All of his team is helping him out. And, I mean, it's basically between those two. I can obviously see that I.T. Foster should be in the conversation for MVP. It's no contest about that because he's been the most efficient player in the fourth quarter.
Exactly.
And on top of that, he's put the team on his back, and he's just been there for, what, two seasons maybe?
Yeah. Carl, you know basketball. You probably know basketball way better than I do. And you just, like, you appreciate the fact that Isaiah Thomas is one of the best closers in the game, in, like, today. And, like, people don't just, like, people don't realize that. They just looking at stats and statistics. And honestly, like, I just say you can't do that. You can't just strictly look at stats. Because if that's the case, then, I mean, Russell Westbrook or James Harden, like, clearly going to be the MVP. But what separates James Harden and Russell Westbrook is the fact that the Rockets are cold. And nobody really is, like, picking up on that. Rockets are, what, third in the West right now? They asleep third, and James Harden doing that with practically no other help on that roster. Trevor Ariza, Corey Brewer, like that ain't no help if you ask me.
Brought them up from fifth place in the West up to third place in the West, and they about to have third in the league. And, I mean, that's comparing Russell Westbrook and James Harden is basically like comparing Isaiah Thomas and Stephen Curry. Except, I mean, Russell Westbrook is basically doing everything by himself. So is Isaiah Thomas when Marcus Smart's shot isn't very consistent. Everybody.
I mean,
game from deep
well,
Stephen Curry, he has four different other options on the team that he can pass it to when the game goes on because one person not doing all the work and he ends up getting tired
at the end. No one on the Warriors deserves the MVP being on the Warriors. Split those guys up on a team, they're automatic MVP candidates, but you can't say that a guy with four, three, however many superstars they have surrounding them can ever be MVP. Like, when LeBron went with Bosh and Wade, there's no way he needed the MVP. When you've got two guys surrounding you,
he's
like
just the king.
Hold on, Stormy. You don't know how I feel about this particular subject. What LeBron did is not the same thing what Kevin Durant did. I agree with you. Kevin Durant, he's a buster for even going to California in the first place and going to the Bay Area. You go to a team that broke the regular season record and beat you in the conference finals. And, man, that just – I don't make no sense, bro. Kevin Durant is a buster, bro.
The move is different. But When it comes to MVP voting, it's basically the same thing. You have more options, and you have basically a super team. So you're not necessarily going to be in the running for an MVP.
I mean, can we?
At the end of the day, I feel like that it's going to go to Westbrook. It's going to go to Westbrook because what Carl alluded to in the beginning when he said that it's a storybook. I mean, it's like something that's supposed to be expected. He's by himself after Kevin Durant left. And really, it's just like the All-Star game to where they're going to go with what gets the most publicity. Isaiah Thomas is obviously doing his thing down there. He's carrying the team on his back. He's doing his thing. But Westbrook is doing something after the All-Star KD left him because obviously he's a ball.
Let me ask you one quick.
Not giving KD the ball.
Ask you one quick question.
Obviously.
Is Russell Westbrook still going to win the MVP if they get a 7th or 8th seed? Or let alone not even make the playoffs?
If they don't make
to not even make the playoffs.
Yeah. If he don't make the playoffs, I kind of want to take him out, but it's up to the
I don't see him winning the MVP if they don't make the playoffs, you don't have a choice. James Harden got to get it.
James Harden is
going to recognize James Harden because he's putting up the stats. But everybody is recognizing Russell Westbrook, whether you're looking at the stats or not, because he's both putting up the numbers, putting up entertainment because he's trying to dunk on everybody in the league, and he has a storyline added onto it.
You're right.
So all those compiled together is going to get you in.
But when it's all said and done, you got to win. If he don't win, I just don't see him. Yeah.
When they win, he gets all the credit.
You're right. You're right.
When the Rockets win or lose, you got a team effort that they're talking about rather than just James Harden. They're not always talking about James Harden in the headlines, in the news, and stuff like that.
That's true. I'll give you that.
I mean, if your name is constantly brought up in the front run of the media, then you're gonna be on people's minds more. Just like how he got into the All-Star game, he got into the MVP voting. Why? Because he's doing all that he can, and plus he's in the media all the time.
There's no bad publicity. Exactly. You learned that in Mass Comm.
That is true.
He's never out of your mind.
That is true.
Well, I'm glad we can all agree on that. But that's all we've got for tonight. This is Stormy again with my Brody signing off from the
Deuces.
See y'all.
Shout out Dreamville.